The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, finishing up the series here with Milwaukee. Obviously, it's been frustrating, and you could see the body language on some of the players too. And I noticed yesterday, Francisco Lindor, the ball off his glove, he sinks into a crouch and slams his glove in the dugout. And as the leader of this team, it's kind of taken that outward toll on him. What are you seeing? What are you saying in these moments to try to get him back to himself?
Yeah, look, I see it as a positive, you know, that guys are showing some signs of frustrations, you know, like they got to let it out, you know, and get back on track. We saw it yesterday with Lindor after he didn't make a play. He takes it personal, you know. He knows he takes a lot of pride on his defense, and when he doesn't make a play, he feels like he's letting the team down. Same thing with Alvi, you know, guys are competing and we're not getting results, and you're going to see emotions like that. And like I said, honestly, I like it. You want to see that. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not about emotions or frustration. It's just we got to go out there and get the job done.
Feels like especially against Milwaukee too, right? They're just such a pesky, almost collegiate team where they put pressure on you. Just the slightest little thing opens the door. I mean, how annoying can it be when you're going through this to play a team like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they got the record they got, man. You know, they do the little things. They put the ball in play when they have to. They run the bases. They put pressure on defense. They make the plays. You know, we saw it yesterday in the seventh inning, you know, running our first base. We won out. 0-2, the guy puts the ball in play, falls down the line. And before you know it, second and third. Next guy gets 0-2, and he's doing everything he can possibly do to put the ball in play. He gets that weak ground ball to shortstop. The game's tied. Then the next guy puts the ball in play. We don't make a play. And before you know it, we're down 3, 2-run homers. So we have to play clean games. We have to execute. We have to, you know, we can't be giving them extra outs, extra bases, because they're going to make you pay. There's a reason why they have the record they have, you know. They do the little things.
Sean and I go in today, and he's shown some really good signs. I mean, how nice would it be to have him go out there and kind of do his thing today for you?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen some really good signs with the way he's been throwing. The other day, obviously, in the sixth inning, kind of got away from him, but just continue to get swing and misses at the top of the zone with his fastball. I feel like physically he continues to feel a lot better and getting to that point where it's like those middle innings, the fifth, going out for the six, physically he's in a better place. So the goal is for him to give us a chance to win a baseball game.
I don't know what the meter is for, okay, 100 pitches is go, but how close to all the way is Sean Manaea right now?
Yeah, I mean, he could go to 100. It's just the quality of the last 15, 20 pitches. You know, we're going to watch the game, see how he's throwing the ball. The hitters will tell you, too, the way they're taking swings. But he's capable of going 95 pitches if we need him to. So, again, hopefully that's the case, and he can give us length and a chance to win a baseball game.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.